Amen. We'll sing hallelujah by and by. In that case, all our troubles, cares will be over. We'll be in that matchless city forever and ever and ever. And never be concerned about sickness, physical or spiritual. Praise His holy name. We're delighted that God has watched over us and brought us to this day and given us the presence of mind to come together, sing praises, and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are delighted to see those of you who are visiting with us. You may not be members of the Church of Christ, but we're delighted to see you. And we want to encourage you to ask questions about what you hear and what you see as we endeavor to worship God in spirit and in truth. Because I don't think anyone in their right mind want to miss heaven, because we're only told about two places in eternity. And if you can spell it quick, you don't want to go there. So God has sent His Son. He has blessed us to have a Bible. Please, read it, study it, believe it, and obey it. And if you don't see it, it's not of God. It's not of God when it comes to matters religious. This morning, a number of things have transpired in this last week. Two gospel preachers that I know of was funeralized this past week. On the same day, yesterday, one in Georgia and one in this state. I think these are also signs for us when we have loved ones, people that we are acquainted with, that we may know. God is also sending a message, I believe, to all of us. One day, your day is going to come. Be prepared. Be prepared. Do that which is right in my sight, and all will be well with you. This morning, we're going back in history. And if you have a Bible, I guarantee you, I can tell you how to get to this place that we're going to be speaking from this morning. It's the very first book in the Old Testament. It's called, you don't know either, Genesis. The book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1, it talks about time. When God created time, when God created the heavens and the earth. Exciting. Oh, exciting. Your Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning, time, God, force, created, action, the heavens, space, and the earth, matter. All that we deal with as human beings is right there in verse 1. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Just spoke the word. And God saw the light, and it was what? Good. God divided the light from the darkness. We didn't do that. God did that. And God called the light day, and He called the darkness, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from each other, from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, or it happened. And God called the firmament heaven and the evening heaven, period. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Because we now have time, not just eternity. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it happened. It was so. Are we getting the idea that this is a powerful, powerful being that's at work? And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was what? It was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, an herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God's not through. We're going through with this. And God said, let there be what? Lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. So now we have night and day. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. That way you can tell how old you are or how young you are. Now you might not tell anyone else. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. This lets us know that we didn't have anything to do with the creation. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to be the ruler to rule the night. He also made the stars also, and we can't see all of them. And God said that, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good also. The evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Some of us love fish and other seafood. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. There's the lessons in here. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. The evening and the morning were the fifth day. Getting close to six, aren't we? And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping thing, beast of the earth, after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Everything that creepeth on the earth, that include the ants that bite sometimes. And God said, let us make He threw with the creating of the world. Now he says, after he had finished the creating of the world, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over what? All the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own, what? In his own image. So when you're born a female, you're going to stay that way. I know it's going to talk about that. But when you're born a male, you're going to die that way. I don't care how many operations you have. You're going to die that way. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. God said unto them, what them? To be fruitful. That could understand language. The male and female. Man and female. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And subdue it. Enjoy its bringing forth. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Interesting that is. To you it shall be for food or for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. That's a healthy menu. And God saw everything. Hello? You can wake up now. God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was perfect in his sight. It was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The work of God. The work of our Heavenly Father. And God saw that everything he had made, and behold, it was very, very good. That which God has set, that which God has set and cannot be changed. That's the way it is physically, and that's the way it is spiritually. We are physical creatures, but we are to worship God in such a way that he has designated. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day. God blessed the seventh day. Sanctified it. Why? Because that in it, the seventh day, he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Where are you today? In your life? In your going here, there, and yon? What do you stand for? God has created us by him and for him. We have been created by God, for God. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave to this world because of his great love. Since we have been created by God and for God, wisdom says, let us discover, let us determine, let us find out why we are here, and how we are to live our lives on planet Earth. We want especially to discover how we are to refer, how we are to obtain information as to how he wants us to conduct ourselves on his earth, created by him, for him. The earth has been created for us by God. We have been created by God for God. Are you following that, church? Earth created for man, us created for God. So we are to so live our lives that glorifies he who has created us. That's why the punishment is so severe. And God saw everything that he, verse 31 again, everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. We are to worship God in spirit and in truth. And such a being, we can't just guess how we are to worship him. Just reading chapter 1 lets us know that I need to have some information regarding this being that is doing all of this, because I'm not smart enough to know or guess why he wants it done. Amen. And the way he wants it done. So when we search the scriptures, we discover that God, when we read, God had a son by the name of our sword, by the name of Jesus Christ. He had one son. God only begotten son. We even learned to say the Bible school as a little bit of children. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Therefore, since we understand that information, we ought to have sense enough to know that we don't come along and make decisions for God that he has not made for us. We are to read the Bible, study the Bible, obey the Bible. And when the Bible says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the Bible means one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, if we don't see where he made a mistake over here in Genesis, why do we see that he made a mistake over there in the book of Ephesus? Are you all following this morning?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, John 3:16. If we continue to read just the next two chapters, we would discover that all that God did before he made human beings, we should have been glad, overjoyed, and amazed when we open our eyes and see all of that that has been created, and do nothing to change anything that had been done before we were created. But we are so smart now, we think that we can read the mind and it ought to go this way when it comes to a relationship with the Creator. And he didn't. You notice when he created man? He created man on the last day of his creative work, because he didn't need our help.
Amen.
Not only did he not need our help, he didn't want our help. I know I'm God. I know how to create a world. I know what I want in a world. I should also know how I want folks to worship me.
Yes, sir.
But we think that we are smart enough to change it. We got a church here, here church, there church, everywhere church. The days of the apostles. God sent his only begotten son. You know about that. God sent his only begotten son into the world ahead of the time to establish the one church that he wanted in the world. He had a different system in the Old Testament. But when it comes to the New Testament, he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to the world. Why did he do that? He did it because of his love for human beings. God so loved the world. He didn't want to crucify all of us. He wanted to give us the opportunity, and he wanted the glorious privilege of having communion with the creatures called humans that he created. That's why we exist. We exist because of what God wanted. For God so loved the world. He loved the world, and he was willing to give the only sacrifice that could bring about again a relationship by us with him, but more importantly, by him with us. I want us to realize and to understand this morning that we are on planet Earth because of God's love. He put us first. Let us have sense enough to put him first, to get to know him through what we see in nature and what we can read about in his holy book, the Bible. Stop guessing. He gave us a book. He didn't give us the book to guess. He gave us the book to read, study, and obey. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. He gave his son, John 3:16, you know that, you know about that. He gave his son, his only begotten son, because the first three, if you read chapter 3, the first two disobeyed their creator, listening to a creature that they didn't even know. You listen to the wrong person, you listen to the wrong being, you will get the wrong information. They sin. When you get to chapter 3, these two people disobeyed he who had created them. God had talked personally with Adam. You remember? God had talked personally with Adam, put him in the Garden of Eden, and he had it all laid out. Adam didn't have to do a thing but live. And even then God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make for him. Listen to it. I will make for him a suitable helper. That's what God, that's in your Bible. In Genesis chapter 2. Suitable helper. When God talks about making Adam a helper, and look at your Bible, verse 18, and the Lord God, chapter 2, verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. You there? It's not good for the man to be alone. God says that, well, I'm going to do something for him. It is not good for the man to be alone. God says, He didn't ask anything that he had made to make a mate for Adam. He says, I'll take care of that. I will make him a help meet. Some Bibles read suitable helper for him. Now, let's see if he's going to make something that's exactly like him. And the Lord God, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. He let Adam name. Then whatever Adam called them, that was their name. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all of the cattle and the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. And for Adam there was not found a help meet or suitable for Adam. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. What do you notice? Based upon living in this century, what do you notice? He didn't ask Adam. Adam, what you want? All these other things got mates. What you want? God put him to sleep. I don't need any suggestions from him. I made him. I created him. I know what he needs. And the Lord, and this, they're advertising on a regular basis in newspapers today about different countries and different states in the United States who are okaying same-sex marriage. But it's only happening on planet Earth. In heaven, not recognized. It's called S-I-N in heaven. Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And before he woke him up, God took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh, instead thereof, and the rib, we in the same Bible? And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and introduced her, woke him up, woke her up, and introduced her to him. Out of all that Adam had seen, he'd been busy naming cattle. He saw something that he had never seen before. And he was so delighted. He was so happy. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And the man said, "This is now bones of my..." Well, how he know? He was asleep. But he says, "She is now bone of my bones. She is flesh of my flesh. Therefore, I'm going to give a part of who I am. She shall be called..." Whoa, man. Whoa, man. He had seen nothing like this. Like her. And it's amazing what God had him doing. God had him doing naming the animals. But then he saw her. And this 21st century would say, he blew his mind. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, shall a man do what? Leave his mama, his father and his mother, and shall be united or cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." The world in which we live in a time when we need servants of God. Let me rephrase that. We're living at a time when we need faithful servants of God. Amen. All we have, the only thing that we know of on planet Earth regarding what happens after I die, we must realize there is a life within the body. When the body dies, it dies because God takes out of the body life. Isn't that the way it's set up when we talk about, we go back here and see how God did it? He took some stuff from the ground and made the body for the man. But the man came out from God. Are you all following that, church? The man was not dirt. He was put in the dirt and live, became alive. We must understand what thus saith the word of God, because we were not present. Adam was present, but it was sleep. God made him, and then he put him up, put him to sleep. And then he had a woman. When he woke up again, there was a woman standing there. Let us not tamper with the word of God. You see, because once we started tampering, we tamper with one part, and we'll tamper with another part. Jesus came to planet Earth and chose 12 apostles to train for 3 years. And even after he trained them for 3 years, he spoke to them for the last time. Am I talking too fast? He spoke to them for the last time in Acts chapter 1. And he told them, "Now I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
But I don't want you to go anywhere. Until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all truth. And it's going to bring everything that I've taught you to your remembrance. And in Acts chapter 1, he leads them. And they watch him ascend. But he said, now y'all go to Jerusalem and stay there until you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, because I don't want you going anywhere preaching my gospel and making mistakes, teaching what I don't want taught. They went to Jerusalem in an upstairs house. 10 days later, you can read it in your own Bible for yourself, in Acts chapter 2. 10 days later, well, that part you read in Acts chapter 1. But 10 days later, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, which was given them to guide them into all truth. So when we read the Bible, if the Bible doesn't teach it, it's not from heaven.
Amen.
We don't read about any women preachers that Jesus chose or the apostles chose. We don't read about any churches, a church here and a church there, here, church there, church everywhere, different church. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Don't get angry, get right. Read and study the Bible for yourself. Because getting angry won't change what's written in God's holy book, the Bible. And we have a responsibility. God didn't save us just to save us. He saved us to be role models.
Amen.
And he saved us also to share his good news. There are more people in this city who really want the truth. Amen. And if you're not from this city, there are more people in your city. There are some people in your city. God didn't give us an unbelievable truth. He didn't give us a truth that no one else could desire to have and to be a part of and to know the benefits and the value of being in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because we're going to live forever. We're going to live forever. That's book, chapter, and verse. Somewhere. Now, if we're not going to live forever, why does Jesus talk about a heaven? I go to prepare a place for you, John 14. In my Father's house are many. Why does he talk about a different place than earth? We're going to live forever somewhere. But the righteous and the unrighteous won't have the same address. And you know, I'm glad about that. So you want to make sure you're studying to be and endeavoring to be a faithful servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Now, there's a whole lot more to this lesson, and I'm not going to try to give it all to you this morning unless you insist. I don't see no hands going up. Peace. All is well. We don't have any apostles. We don't have a Peter, James, and John apostle. The responsibility of living the life and sharing with others is left to us. Not just the preachers and elders and deacons, it's left to us to share, to manifest the life and share the life. Manifest the life is living the life. Sharing it is speaking to others. Sharing with them, what must I do to be saved? How many churches do you read about in the Bible? One Lord, one faith, one church. The apostles preached the same gospel. because they only had one Holy Spirit. Every apostle had the Holy Spirit, and he was guided by the word, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus told him not to go and preach anywhere until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the 12 apostles preached the gospel. Saul, Paul was at it later, preached the gospel. They preached the same gospel. They had the same Holy Spirit. And they established the same church everywhere they went. We read about one church in the Bible. Well, you can have a church of your choice. You can do that. But God only recognizes the one that His Son, the gospel, establishes. Make your calling and election sure. Sometimes you tell people the truth and they get angry. Listen, because you get angry with something that someone shared with you that's in your Bible, that doesn't change what's in His Bible. Wisdom said, study it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Getting angry doesn't change a thing. It's still in the Bible. And when we stand before God at the final roundup of human affairs, Revelation chapter 20 says that we have a record. God has a record for every one of us. And on this judgment day, the book that God is keeping on us is going to be open. We're going to be judged out of those things that are written. Because there will probably, if it was left up to folks, there'd probably be some folks on judgment day would try to henpeck God. Well, God, you see, it was like this. No, it's not like that. It's like I say it is. Depart from me. You want to hear Him say, come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Let us, church, let us not get too busy to be servants of God. Let us not be too busy for servants of God. And I've often wondered, why is it, since folk come to worship on Sunday morning, and then you don't see them on Sunday night. And they know the way now. Why? Because they came on Sunday morning. So they know the way now. Seems like night church would be more. Because you may have some folks that don't know the way yet. But we come and say, oh yeah, oh I love Jesus. Don't see them anymore till next Sunday. And you think that's going to get you to glory? You think God is well pleased with that? Under the old covenant, you remember? You couldn't do any work under the old covenant. You'd be put to death for working on the Sabbath day. Now, if God started killing folk for not coming to worship on Sunday night, guess how we wouldn't have room enough to hold you. All the folk that would be back on Sunday night. Even if they skip Sunday morning, they're going to make sure I'm going to be there Sunday night. It's not a laughing thing, really. It's serious business. Get your Bible, and don't get angry with the preacher. That won't change what's in here. You want somebody that's going to tell you exactly what's in here and not how they feel. Anybody still home? Make your calling at election sure. The apostles preach. Jesus told them that the Holy Spirit's going to guide you into all truth. It's going to bring to your remembrance everything that I have ever told you. I want you to go into all the world and preach my gospel. The gospel had traveled to every country when the last John, last apostle, died at that time. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Preacher, how do I become a prayer? Member of the Church of Christ. Do I suppose to pray? Bible said God doesn't hear sinners' prayer. So the answer is no. What did the apostles teach? In Acts chapter 2, that's the first time in your Bible that the gospel is preached on planet Earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Peter's all of the apostles, all 12 of them, started preaching on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem on a high holiday, religious holiday at the time. So there were thousands of people in Jerusalem when they preached. Peter started because Jesus had given him the privilege. But when they first started preaching on Pentecost by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they had been given the power of different tongues, different languages, and the crowd came together. They were all preaching up until about from verse 1 to about verse 15. Then Peter, Jesus had told him that he would be the first preacher on planet Earth. He took over and preached the gospel, continued to preach the gospel to that motley crowd. When Peter got to verse 36, I believe it is, Peter says, 50 days ago, that man that you all crucified, that was the Jesus that your foreparents and you had been looking for all those years, and you killed him. When they heard that, they were shocked. Pricked, the Bible says they were pricked in their hearts. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Sound like they were also scared. Then Peter said unto them, just pray and ask God to pray a sinner's prayer. Did you hear that response? Because the folk who spoke up, they know that that ain't in the Bible. God doesn't hear sinners' prayers. And we know that God heareth not sinners. But he that doeth the will of God, him he heareth. Peter said to that motley crowd, verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent, be godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed, and be baptized for the remission and for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And with many other words that he testified and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this wicked generation. Then they, not everybody, but they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls that day preaching the gospel. Are there anyone, is there someone here today? Or is there someone's here today? Now that you've heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you want to be a part of the one church that was established, began in Acts chapter 2, on planet Earth, the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ was started in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. And Peter preached the sermon. So if you're wondering about the Church of Christ, that's when it started, A.D. 33. You can become a member of the same church because the Church of Christ worships here. We're here, we're worshiping based upon what we can read and what you can read in the Bible. Not what I think, but what I read in the Bible. And whatever you believe, whatever you believe, whatever you're letting get you angry, make sure that you can read it in the Bible. And if you read it to me and it's in the Bible, I say, listen, he's right on that or she's right on that. But now you pay God and me the same courtesy. You read it? He's right. It's in the Bible. Obey it. Don't miss out on heaven. Don't miss out on heaven. And with many other words that Peter continued to preach on the day of Pentecost, then they that believed, they that heard the word, believed and received it and obeyed it, they obeyed it. And the old Bible says in the same chapter about 3,000 people, as I said heretofore, about 3,000 people obeyed the gospel that day when they heard it for the first time on planet Earth. Do we have any folk here this morning of like precious faith? You can be baptized this morning, if that's your choice. The water is ready. The garments are ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark, are you ready to obey what you can read about in the Bible and then go and help somebody else so that they were going to miss hell. Hell is eternity. Heaven is eternity, eternal. Both places are eternal. So wherever you go out at the judgment day, that's where you're going to be forever. Life simply means that God has called out what He put in the called out of the body what He put in the body. That's death for the body, because He has called life out of the body. But the person still lives. Still live. Everybody that ever lived will live. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. If you're in the body and you're only a sometime person, if you know that's going, if you better know that's pleasing with God. And this is our book that we get our information from. Preacher, why are you preaching all that time? It's time for you to quit. I'm quitting. Not because you say so, but I'm quitting. I preach because I want to be saved. And I want others to be saved. You don't have a chance here and a chance there, here a chance everywhere, chance. You have only one choice, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one faith. Not two or ten. You go down some streets and you see three or four different churches. Jesus' gospels established one church during the apostles' life. The choice is yours. If you're already in the body, you become slothful, you become lackadaisical, you know the process. You know the process of being restored to favor with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to get yourself right with God as a child that's already obeyed the gospel. But come to Him with a made up mind. I'm going to live the way He wants me to live. And I'm going to have time to worship Him on His day. Some of us don't have a whole lot of time. When I get through with Sunday morning, I'm through. I'm too busy to give God 3 or 4 hours of my time. Especially on Sunday. Be careful. I read it in my Bible. And if it pushes me hard, I'll prove it in John. Be you steadfast. Seek you first the kingdom of God. First. Not what you want first, Him first. And how you can be an example and an encourager for your fellow brother and sister in Christ Jesus. There, church, the lesson is yours. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized if you're out of the body and want to become a part of the body. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And you can be baptized today. The water is ready. Everything is ready. If you're in the body of Christ and you have not been obedient to what God has taught you in His Bible, you have not lived the way He has taught you to live, He's ready to forgive if you're repentant of your sins. Whatever your choice is, come now as we together stand and sing the song of encouragement.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour?
Now is the time.
Washed in the blood
now is the time
Lamb?
If you need to come.
Are you washed?
Tomorrow is not promised
in
unto
the
us.
Blood, in the soul cleansing blood
of the Lamb.
Are your garments?
Study your Bible. Study your Bible, please.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the same?
Listen to the words. Listen to the lyrics of the song.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
You may be seated.
In the blood and the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready?